And all of these years I've lived in Paris, and I go home to Paris, and I share this story. Paris is a place where the great photojournalists of our time have lived. Why? Because French know how to get places fast. They grow up in a culture where people travel in August. They go visit countries. It's a country where the mentality is very versatile to get to know the world. And as such, it's a country, and Paris being very centrally located has always been the place where photojournalists go to work for agencies that quickly respond to the most important world events in the world. And Peter and I have both lived there really since 1975, most of our lives. And I always tell this story that the kind of people that have done the kind of work my brother and I have done, it's a very small group. It's sort of like Formula One race car drivers. There's about 20 of us who we see all the time, all over the world. It's a very competitive world. And we were two of those 20, and we would always see the same people. And it's an incredibly competitive world, but at night we would sit down and eat together, and we don't talk about our work, we don't talk about competition, we talk about our families. This is what the French do, and it's why I've always loved living in France. And then you go back to work the next morning. But that moment has always been really special. And there's a time when you're just tired. You've been in a location in a war zone for a month, and you just hit a wall, and it's like, okay, I can't do this, I have to go home. And you would look at your, and I'll say this in French to Cyril, as if Cyril is one of my French colleagues. I would go to my colleague and say, putain, Cyril, je rentre sur Paname. And everyone knows what that means. It means, my God, I have to go home, and I'm going home to Paris. And that everyone knows what that means. You're going home to softness, you're going home to sensuality, to beauty, to love. And that's what these pictures are that I've been doing over these last 50 years. And that's really all I'm going to offer you today. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest.